Welcome back. It seems kind of appropriate that we're having the feel of fall this week here in the middle of August, because we're getting ready to start to talk about going back to school, of course, in September here in Quincy, and our annual back to school update now from the superintendent and the assistant superintendent. Kevin Mulvey and Aaron Perkins are here in studio. Happy almost back to school.
Hi, Joe. Great to see you again.
Thank you both for coming over. Really appreciate the opportunity. This year, first day of school is September 3rd for grades 1 through 9. But before we talk about any of what's coming up, Kevin, let's talk about what's been happening. Because schools never really shut down, right?
Never. No. 52 weeks a year.
Right. Yeah.
But we've been extremely busy this summer.
Sure.
Getting our schools ready for September. We've had a number of projects throughout the city, and I have to thank the city maintenance department, because they've been doing really yeoman's work with regard to getting our schools ready, doing large projects and just your typical painting and carpeting and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Some of the projects, though, that I would like to highlight are some of the major projects, and obviously we have the Parker boiler that's being done, and that'll be ready to go for the first day of school. Again, that was a Mass School Building Authority project, which will be done by September. We have HVAC overhauls happening at North Quincy High School, Beechwood Knoll, and Point Webster as well. And I'm very excited about the brand new kitchen that's going in at Lincoln Hancock, which will allow our staff at Lincoln Hancock to actually make and cook the food on premises.
Oh, that has not happened before?
What typically happens at our elementary schools is it's made at a central location, North Quincy High School, and shipped in.
Gotcha.
Now that with our food service director, Sarah Dufour, we are taking hopefully a school a year and making it a facility where food is produced on site and cooked fresh.
Nice.
So we're doing that with all of our new schools. That's true of the RDLC and all of the new recent schools that we completed, but we're going to try and do that for existing schools as well. Lincoln Hancock is the first.
All right, a pilot program.
Yes, exactly.
Interesting. Good. Okay. Yeah. Good. This is all news to me. This is great.
It's great, and of course Squanum.
We've
begun the building of the new Squanum School.
Yes.
So the 1950s wing, as well as the 1919 building, will be cordoned off. They've already been cordoned off, and will be demolished, and we'll be ready for our students to arrive at Squanum in the 1970 school, which is everything to the right of the 1919 building, as well as the modules, which are now in place and ready to go. So everything is looking great for our students, and I think they'll be super excited when they return in September.
Yeah, I know. I mentioned to you just a few minutes ago, I had a chance to get inside one of the modular classrooms, and they're bright, they're big and airy. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, it just looks like a really great place to learn. Yeah.
Yes, it's you wouldn't know they were modular.
No, not at all.
They look like state-of-the-art classrooms.
For sure.
That's what we wanted. Yeah. So we'll be ready to go for our Squanum students come September. So.
Any logistical things that folks should be aware of?
We'll be, obviously, the Squanum website is up and running. Yes. That can be connected through our own website.
Yep.
But we will be sending out communications to all families and the community as well with regard to the new routes that will have to happen, the drop-offs for the students.
Yep.
Any transportation routes that they may need to know, all of that will be communicated with our families well ahead of time.
Okay.
But the goal, obviously, is to make sure that all of our students are safe and that they are in an environment that's conducive to learning.
Okay.
And so we're working with Lee Kennedy, the contractor, as well as BCA 360, our project manager, as well as all of the city officials, to make sure that everything goes smoothly for our students and families.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize the 70s portion of the building was still going to be utilized. Is that a permanent plan?
Yes.
It is.
The 1970s will be building, along with the modules, will be the existing classroom space for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
When the new building is complete,
yes,
which will be on the site of the 1919 building, which the facade of that will remain.
Right. And very important, just mention
very,
that.
Very, very important. And then the building will expand to the current footprint of the 1950s building.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
When that is complete, then the students will move from the current 1970s wing and modules into the new building, and then that will be taken down.
Okay.
And that's where our parking and bus drop-off in the fields will be restored at that point.
Gotcha. Okay.
Excitingly, during the demolition of the 1950s wing, we did discover a time capsule from 1948.
Neat.
That was installed in the building.
No kidding.
So we're not opening it.
Okay.
We're going to have the students open it. And we'll do that with our students and families, and we'll make sure that QATV is invited, and we'll see what's in it. So it's super exciting.
Yeah, 1948, I would think a lot of World War II memorabilia, perhaps.
Absolutely,
Things of that nature, yeah.
That's right, okay. Yep.
Fun.
So hopefully there's something exciting inside. I'm sure there is. We'll see.
Were you aware that it was there?
No, we were not aware until last week when we got a call from Paul Hines, our Commissioner of Public Buildings, to let us know that it was found, and what would you like to do? And our first response was, we would like the students to open it. So, as I think the people from 1948 would want us to do. It'll be exciting, and we'll make sure that all the students and families are well aware of the event prior to doing it.
Neat.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Looking
Excellent.
Forward to that.
Any plans to put a new time capsule in for the
We did mention that. depending on what's in the contents of this capsule, it could be displayed in the new building.
Right.
Or it could be installed in the new capsule and reinstalled into the building.
Perpetuate the trend. Okay.
Exactly. We'll see what's happening. But that's certainly a discussion point that I think would be exciting for our students and families to do another time capsule.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you leave it up to the schools to, it's theirs, right?
It's theirs, so they should see what the students put in the time capsule in 1948.
Right, yeah. So it'll just be a learning experience.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fun, okay, great. What else?
Yeah. Again, we're doing IT upgrades at Quincy High School in Snug Harbor, and then general upgrades at Snug Harbor, Marymount, Atherton, Montclair, Broad Meadows Middle School, and Atlantic. So our maintenance department is doing an amazing amount of work this summer, and thanks to the mayor, the school committee, and of course the city maintenance department for making all of this happen and getting it ready for September.
Yep, everything will be shiny and new and ready to go.
Exactly.
Yes,
yep.
Including new math, Erin.
True, yes. Yeah.
Tell me about new math and what's going on at the middle school level.
So we have a new math program. It's called Desmos.
Desmos. Does it stand for something?
Nope, that's just the name of the program.
Okay.
It's great because it is aligned with the high school. So the high schools actually are already using it.
Oh.
So that's really nice that there'll be alignment between the middle and the high school. And it's very similar to our elementary program, which is illustrative math. So it's definitely more hands-on, it's more project-based, really encourages students to solve the problem, you know, independently, and the teacher is more of the facilitator and the guide, using any skills that they have learned and any approaches that they've learned. So there's not necessarily one right answer to how you solve an equation, right?
Okay.
There's many different ways you can solve an equation, and some kids may approach it differently, and that's okay, as long as we all get to the correct answer at the end.
Okay.
And so
it's very different from the way we were brought up.
Very, very different from how we learned.
There was only one right way to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a lot of memorization and like rote skills.
Yes.
You know. And this is really focused on building the conceptual understanding.
Okay.
So
all
that you can then use that understanding to solve many different problems.
Yeah, it's so interesting because each child learns differently, right?
Right.
And problem solves differently.
Absolutely.
So this is really adapting to their style.
Exactly.
Rather than forcing them to conform, right?
Yeah, and it's encouraging students, which is what we've started at the elementary school level and now moving into the middle and the high school.
Okay.
Really encouraging like the math conversations so that we're all mathematicians and we can talk about how we solved that problem. We can talk about how what you did was different from what I did, but it ended up, you know, getting us to that same place.
Okay.
And so really encouraging the students to have that dialogue and be able to express, you know, both in mathematical form but also verbally and in written form how they came to the answer that they did.
Sure. Okay. Interesting. All
right.
That's launching in the middle school level?
That's launching in the middle school in the fall, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
Anything else curriculum-wise that we shouldn't be aware of?
The rest of our programs we've been using now, CKLA, illustrative math, we've been using those now, and it's amazing as it seems, for 2 or 3 years. So we're, you know, hopefully in full swing for those programs.
Sure.
And we are, you know, we will be eventually looking at some more materials for the middle school in ELA. So that's kind of next on our horizon.
ELA, English Language.
English Language Arts. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking at that.
While we're speaking, how is the Richter Christofauer Learning Center coming along?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's
year-round, right? It's year-round program.
Yep. They had a little break right now, actually, in August, but we just completed a six-week summer program, with it, which was extended hours, so they were in school from about 8 to 1. It was a great summer. Everyone, you know, had a really great year. The building is gorgeous, and I think we're really in the swing of it now. You know, we know the building, we know the students, so we're really looking forward to another exciting year as our second year in the building. But I think it was a very successful first year.
What's the current enrollment, just roughly?
About 48.
Oh, okay.
48 students in the K to 8.
Gotcha.
So, which is an increase from last year. I think we had about maybe 40-ish students at the start of the year, so we're now going up to 48.
Okay.
What's
the capacity? I mean, what can the building
hold? Building itself can hold about 350.
Oh, it can.
Yeah,
okay.
But we have a lot of those students are in pre-K.
Gotcha.
So we have a huge pre-K program in that building.
So they'll be coming up through the system.
Right. Okay. So some of those students will remain for the K to 8 program, and some will go to their, many will go to their home schools.
Sure.
But we probably could go up to about 60 in the K to 8 side.
Okay. All right.
And we would be good.
Okay. And is it ongoing enrollment? How does that, if folks are interested, happen?
That you can apply.
Okay.
And it usually is through your home district. So if you're from another town, you would apply, go through your district special education office. If it's a parent in Quincy, that's through the special education team process.
Okay.
It's usually a referral by the team, and then we start the application process.
Gotcha. Okay. And can that happen year-round?
It can happen year-round.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Can happen at any point.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great to hear. What else is on the docket, Kevin?
We have we just completed a great summer program.
Yes.
So we had 2,000 students participate in our summer program, which is amazing.
Is that more than normal?
As you know, the last several years, actually following COVID, this mayor and school committee funded a significant amount of programming in the summer for the last 5 years, and so this has continued.
Okay.
So it's consistent with what's happened since COVID, and we are targeting, of course, any students that may regress over the summer with regard to academics or social emotional well-being, and we're also focused on enrichment as well for students. So it was a mix. So those 2,000 students were participating in programs that help reduce the chance of regression academically, while also being involved in academic enrichment programs as well.
Sure.
So it was a huge success. I have to thank all of our staff, our teachers, our paraprofessionals, our therapists, our SLT, Superintendent's Leadership Team, who helped run it. Some of it was at the RDLC, Richard D. Christofauer Learning Center, but we had programs throughout the city, and it was a great success.
Great to hear. It's so funny how we mark time now as pre-COVID and post-COVID.
Exactly.
But that's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
But we're very lucky to have this summer program, because I think Quincy is alone in that,
really,
in the amount of summer program that we offer our kids.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Separate from the recreation department, of course.
Yes, yes.
This is just through the Quincy Public Schools.
Yep.
But with everything that the city offers our students throughout the summer, it really is amazing.
An exciting grant I know you wanted to mention today.
Yes, at the end of last year, we received the opioid prevention grant, opioid abuse prevention grant of $500,000. I have to thank Senior Director, recently retired, Mara Bapil, as well as Dr. Perkins, who helped secure this grant.
That's great.
It allows us to hire an additional counselor at each high school. And those counselors will be available to all students throughout the district and families who may need assistance in this area. But we are also assisting families through our Behavioral Health Navigator to identify any needs that they may have, whether that's food insecurity or substance abuse or mental health assistance that they may need as well. And so it's really a comprehensive approach to help students and families with this obviously nationwide problem.
Certainly, yeah.
But we're very grateful to the mayor and the school committee for their assistance in getting us to obtain this grant, and we're looking forward to the work that will be done under the grant to assist our students and families.
Wonderful. You can't do well in school, Erin, unless you're there.
Correct.
And I know that's a big focus of the school system, right, is attendance.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Talk about what the efforts will be made this year to get kids in classes.
Yeah. So we have started an attendance campaign in Quincy Public Schools. It's called Learning Lives Here, Attendance Matters at Quincy Public Schools. And we're really excited. We worked with the principals and many of our teachers to create countdown videos. So that started on the 14th, and that was really fun with Quincy High. And so, you know, stay tuned for everyone out there because every school will be highlighted.
Okay.
So a school a day all the way up to the first day of school. And you may see us appear in video, there.
And find the superintendent and the assistant superintendent.
So we have some really, and they were very creative and they did some really cute videos that focus on, you know, why attendance is important and how much we want our students in school. And then we do have a new website page that's called Attendance Matters. Mm-hmm. It has all of the information about our new high school attendance policy and our grading policy. And we're also really trying to promote a positive attendance campaign. So we're going to have contests each month. We have themes that we'll be sharing for each month, and we'll be having incentives and a little healthy competition between our schools for consistent attendance.
It's very effective.
Yeah.
It's a little reward for a task well done.
Yep.
Probably more effective too, hearing it from their peers.
Definitely.
I would think, right?
Definitely. Yeah. So we'll be promoting that all year long, and you'll see different creative, you know, things that we're going to do to let people know how much we care and that we want our students in school every day.
Okay.
Or, you know, as consistently as possible.
Obviously, yeah. Kevin, you still need bus drivers.
Yes, we do need bus drivers. I'm happy to report that we are making improvements with regard to adding drivers. Again, COVID took a toll on the number of drivers that we had within the district.
Yeah.
But we were able to reach agreement on our latest collective bargaining agreement with the Teamsters, which makes the pay for drivers very lucrative. And we were able to attract a number of drivers. We still have somewhere between 6 and 10 drivers we would like to hire.
Okay.
But we're in good shape right now going into the school year.
Excellent.
And our hope is to be able to use our in-house drivers as much as possible and minimize the use of outside vendors for in-service routes.
Right.
And that also will save us a lot of money by doing that. But more importantly, it gives our students and families the familiarity of a known driver.
Yes.
And that day in and day out, they'll have the same driver driving their students safely to school. So that's our goal. And we've definitely reached it for September, but we're looking to add more, you know, for subs in case we have an illness and a driver is out or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to cover that, which we'll be able to do. But thank you for that public service announcement. We certainly need more drivers.
Absolutely. Reach out to your website, your phone number, right?
Yes, and we'll train them as well.
Okay.
And pay for all the necessary expenses relative to becoming licensed.
And June 17th, 2026, pending no cancellations, is the last day of school.
Yes, pending no cancellations.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Let's hope. Yep. No snow this year.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Have a wonderful school year. Thank you both.
You too,
thank
Joe.
You.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.